Bible study, 7 p.m. Friday Joy Night, 7 p.m. Morning prayer, Monday through Saturday on Zoom, 9 a.m. Get your pencils ready and save the day. We would like to invite everyone to the upcoming August 17th through the 20th Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ 2023 Women's Conference entitled, What About Me? Conference highlights include powerful and dynamic and anointed guest speakers and trainers from Quorum, New York, Dallas and Tyler, Texas, McDonough and Savannah, Georgia, Loudoun, Oklahoma, and from Overland and Leesville, Louisiana. Additionally, there will be workshops, breakout sessions, food, door prizes, a time of fellowship and networking, photo ops, and the opportunity to shop till you drop with our vendors. All services will be held in the sanctuary with the exception of Thursday night service. The service schedules are as follows. Thursday night service is 7 p.m. Zoom only. Friday night service is 7 p.m. Saturday morning workshop is 9 a.m. Saturday evening service is 6 p.m. The finale service is during the Sunday morning worship service at 11:30 a.m. The registration fee is $20. And yes, men are invited to attend also, with the exception of the Saturday morning women's empowerment workshop. For more information and to see the flyer, please refer to the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Facebook page and or please call us at 337-375-4076. Looking forward to seeing you there. In today's broadcast, you will hear a selection from the Johnson Temple Choir and an uplifting message from our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson. If you would like more information about the church, please give us a call at 337-239-3845. You can also visit us or follow us on Facebook. May God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
Yeah. Amen. We haven't given up on the word. Thank you, not one amen.
Amen.
I hope we haven't given up on our word. In other words, you need amen. To have revival when you come to the house of the Lord. Amen. So our first scriptures is found in the book of Matthew, chapter 26. We shall read verses 25 through 28. Amen. Matthew chapter 26, starting at the 25th verse. Amen. Then Judas, who had betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said unto him, Thou hast said. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it, gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body. He took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 12. Turn it toward the back of your book. Ephesians chapter 6, the 10th verse. Amen. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world. Amen. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. Amen. Don't think I will keep you long. We do have a theme, amen. Those of you that take notes, you might want to write it down. It's in your program. Are you ready for battle? Amen. Are you ready for battle? You need to be prepared. You need to be prepared. Amen. I'm going to leave you alone with that second part of the theme. But if you will, just turn to the person that's close to you and ask them this question. Are you ready for battle?
I'm ready for battle.
All right. As long as you live, you will be in a battle. Battle starts with conception. Then there is the battle to come into the world. One continues to fight until the end of life. Amen. You fight to survive. You fight to get ahead in life. You fight to stay healthy. You fight to get saved. You fight to stay saved. Some people fight because they just like to fight. They seem to always have a chip on their shoulder and look at you and say, I dare you to knock it off. Got some bad folks in this world, little Taylor. Amen. They have a problem. Man, praise the Lord, and some folks don't know how to deal with their problem. And so, you have to be careful. Amen. If you see somebody walking around with a chip on their shoulder, go the other way.
Yeah.
Ain't helping nobody here. Amen. You can't whip everybody that want to fight.
Amen.
Amen. There was a song, we was the same missionary, Mr. Darren Baldwin, and it said, me and the devil had a tussle, and I won. Amen. Anybody that hear this message, amen. Have you ever had a fight with the devil?
Yes.
All right. So some winning is everything. Amen. To play the lottery, they play the slot machines, all of those things, amen. Praise the Lord. The word said, and he said, I would give some of it, the person that win money, amen. What you gonna do with it? I'll give some to my church, and I'll give some to the poor. I have tried to be, personally now, Maurice, competitive in everything that I do, such as sports, jobs, curriculum, living safe, trying to get along with people, etc. I may not win every time, but you will know that you have been challenged.
Oh, yeah.
Life is a challenge, y'all.
Amen.
And I know some of y'all got that sweet personality, amen, and nothing seems to bother you, and y'all know you're lying. But sometimes you have to stand for right and righteousness. Sometimes you have to look the devil in the eye. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I had to do that one time. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I had to tell that person, amen, don't take my meekness for weakness. Y'all want to help me preach this message? I'm going to preach it anyway. Amen. Sometimes people just think that they can just run over you, Sister Moss. Amen. Pray, don't do anything and you ain't going to say nothing because you got a humble spirit. The devil is alive. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll stand toe to toe with you in some issues. Well, he said, well, you ain't supposed to be fighting your preacher. I'll leave that alone because you're as smart as you think you are. Amen. Praise the Lord. David said in Psalm 55, and I feel like preaching today. Psalm 55, verse 18, he hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me.
Yeah.
For there were many with me. Sometimes it is a physical battle. Amen. Hand-to-hand combat. And again, it might be something mental you're wrestling with. Amen. Look like you just can't get it going. Look
Amen.
Like you just can't get over it. Look like anything you do, when you turn around and look, it's still there. It just keep hanging on you. It will not leave you alone. Jacob took his family across the Jabbok Brook. And when he was alone, he wrestled with the man until the break of day. When Jacob realized he was wrestling, who he was wrestling with, he said, I will not let you go until you bless me. I just believe, amen, that you have the power, amen, to bless me. I believe, amen, that even though I'm in this situation, you can do something to change it. Amen. So, just know, until I'm blessed, I'm going to be hanging on in there.
Reach, Pastor.
This is brothers, there come a time in life you need to just hang on in there. Yes. Don't let go. Amen. You're determined that you're going to make it to the end.
Yes.
Paul used this method that Jesus used to try and get the spiritual soldiers ready for battle. Jesus said he spoke to the people in parables because they were not ready to know the mysteries of God.
All right.
So Jesus told them stories about fishing, sowing, hidden treasures, pearls, etc. Paul talked about the armor one would wear or use in battle, such as a helmet, shield, sword, breastplate, a belt. These were things people were familiar with. Paul said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. God Almighty.
Ooh,
I'm getting happy already. Amen. But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Oh my God. Y'all better know. Amen. Everybody in the White House ain't saved.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Everybody that's in other offices is not saved.
All right.
Amen.
Everybody that's smiling in your face, amen, is not saved.
Amen.
They just want your vote. Amen. What? Who is he talking about? That's why you have to be spiritual to understand what the Word of God is saying.
All right.
I'm going to say that again. You've got to be spiritual to understand what the Word of God is saying.
Yes.
We've got too many people, amen, brag about how often they pick up the Bible and read it. I'm not going to fight you for reading it. I think you should read it. But I think you need to read it until you get an understanding.
Amen.
I think sometimes, amen, you might need to pick up the telephone and call somebody about a scripture that you read, amen, but it's Greek to you. You didn't understand what it was saying. So call somebody that can interpret what that word was saying to you. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Jesus told the disciples in Matthew chapter 13, amen, verse 13, therefore speak I to them, talking about the people, I speak to them in parables. Why? Because they see, but they can't see. They hear it, but they can't hear. Amen. And neither do they understand. Somebody say amen, 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 amen. Praise God. That's why you, as a born again child of God, you have a definite advantage over the unsaved folks.
Yes.
Amen. There's some folks out there think that they're just as smart as you. They don't need the Holy Ghost. They don't need to come to church. They don't need to be had somebody to lay hands on them. They don't need nobody to help them to break through. Amen. Praise the Lord. And receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So they are all right. And I tell you, they are all wrong. The Holy Spirit allows you to see into the mysteries of God. That's why you need the Holy Ghost. Amen. Paul told the saints and us that spiritual wickedness are the wicked spirits, spiritual beings, such as the fallen angels. Amen. The demons. And that old bad man that we call the devil or Lucifer himself. How can you win the battle if you don't know anything about the enemy that you're fighting? My brothers and sisters, you need some spiritual equipment to fight the devil with. I'll get that in a minute. Just stay with me. Amen. Let's get ready for battle. Amen. You got to have God's strength in order to fight the various moral and spiritual foes of this world. Y'all just don't realize it in the right place.
Oh, yeah.
The truth will help you hold your peace.
Yeah.
God help me here.
All right.
Hold your peace in place. Amen. Your salvation. The truth will help you hold it in place. Your righteousness. Your truth will help you hold it in place. Your spirit. Amen. In place. Amen. Your faith. It'll help you hold it in place. Number two. Righteousness. All of us want to be righteous, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Righteousness, your blessed prayer of righteousness represents a holy character and moral conduct. Our goal is to become the righteousness of God.
Yeah.
I want to say that again.
Yeah.
If you live right,
yeah,
heaven belongs to you. So this blessed prayer of righteousness, yeah, amen, is going to help you, amen, become the righteousness of God. That's what we're looking for, right?
Amen.
Proverbs 14 and verse 34 says, righteousness exalts, it lifts you up. Righteousness exalts a nation.
Yeah.
But sin is a reproach to any people. Number three, I'm moving. Feet shod with peace. As the Roman soldiers wore a piece of shoe called Caligae, C-A-L-I-G-A-E, which enabled them to advance against the enemy.
Yeah.
So shall a saint must be prepared to advance against the devil.
Well,
with a sense of eagerness, amen, and willingness. You cannot just let the devil continue to run over you, amen, and you be satisfied with that. Somebody help me pray.
Oh, yeah.
This is why the Bible say resist the devil. And what will he do? He will flee from it. Number four, I'm almost where I need to be. Faith, shield, taking God at his word by believing his promises. Without faith, no man, no woman can see the Lord. I'll say that again. I don't care how sweet you think you are. I don't care how loving you might think you are. Amen. If you don't have faith, amen, praise the Lord, you will not see the Lord's face in peace. Number five, the helmet of salvation. The Christian soldier has a certain assurance that God is with him.
Yeah.
Man must believe that if we live right, heaven belongs to him. If we pray right, heaven belongs to us. If we sing right, heaven belongs to us. If we stop lying, heaven belongs to us. If we have peace with our brothers and sisters, heaven belongs to us. God help me preach. Hallelujah. Man must believe that if we live right, if we talk right, if we walk right, heaven belongs to us. I found a number. The sword of the Spirit.
Yeah.
This Greek term for word is not logos, referring to the word of God, but it is rhema, R-H-E-M-A, referring to certain portions or selections, amen, praise the Lord, in the word of God.
Yeah.
God wants us to do what is right.
Yeah.
Amen. And my sisters and brothers, you got to understand, there is a right way and there's a wrong way. And some folks, amen, Ella Mosby have been doing it wrong for years because they heard somebody say it. But that person didn't know what they were talking about. And you didn't take the time to look in your word or entreat God for he would tell you the truth. You got to have the word of God in you.
Yes.
And you need it to move, amen, praise the Lord. You need it, amen, praise the Lord, more than just on Sunday morning. You need it, amen, all through the week.
You need it, Lord.
When your children are acting crazy. You need it, amen, when your covenant bears. You need it when sickness has afflicted your body. You need it when you get that call that something has happened to your children. You need it, hallelujah, when you're feeling down and downtrodden. Study the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. Can I get an amen out there?
Amen.
You're dressed and ready to fight the enemy.
but you need to do that other thing that Paul talked about, and that is to pray. Hallelujah. Some folks don't pray enough. That's why I thank God, Aaron Taylor, who decided that we need to pray from Monday all the way through Friday, all the way through Saturday. We need to pray and be ready to come to church on Sunday. In order to stand, you got to pray. Prayer changes things. Prayer is indispensable. Men and women, boys and girls, should always pray and not faint. Men and women, boys and girls, should not just be idle. How many of you believe that you can win the battle if you keep on the armor? How many of you believe you can win the battle if you keep on praying? That God will hear your prayers. How many of you believe that God will answer your prayers? How many of you that know that prayer changes things? I said, prayer changes things. Hallelujah. We used to sing a song that said, I know prayer changes things. I know prayer changes things. Men ought to always pray and never faint. I know prayer changes things. Don't stop praying. Keep on praying. Proverbs 10 and 11. Amen. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life. But whole violence, violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. These six pieces of one are very precious. These six pieces of armor will help you get into the kingdom. These six pieces of armor will take some.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m., Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m., Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m., Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m., Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m., prayer Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Tell somebody, say, you stand.